when you think about it, the best things in the world are the seashore, frost on pumpkins, sunrise, sunsets, puppies, and Dirt Doctor Radio. So now here he is, the Encyclopedia of Dirt, Plants, and Insects, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Logan sent me a picture yesterday. They're in Mexico right now, and sent me a picture of three little puppies that Bo's parents have a place down there, and I don't know where these puppies came from, but I thought she said, I'm in trouble, and I said, yeah, you may have to get all three, and she said, yep, but I don't think so. I don't think it's going to work out for them, but they were three cute, cute little puppies, and that is one of the best things in the world. By the way, we're a little bit behind on documenting all the stuff on the website and everything, but we are continuing to help the SPCA. Go to our website and check out the SPCA. Some of the dogs on there from the past may probably still need to have homes, so check that out. And if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the SPCA that's downtown, the one in McKinney, check out. It's a great place to get pets. If you're in some other part of the country, obviously there's SPCAs there, but other rescue organizations, and give them your help, and it'll help you more than them, because it's a great way to get a pet from one of the rescue organizations. Well, before we do other things, let's Mark's been holding a long time in Anna, Texas. Let's start with Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hello, Howard.
What's up?
Well, what I've got is I've got two. Sorry, dog. I was looking up there. I was about 60 foot, two hackberry trees, 60 foot tall, 20 foot off the house,
okay.
18 inch diameter, maybe 20 inch diameter at the base.
Okay.
And they got hack, or they have mistletoe, quite a bit of it on one of them. How much of that should I prune off?
Well, here's the thing with mistletoe, and I just did this myself at our office, and I continue every time I do it. I'm kind of amazed about how well it works. You can literally make the mistletoe dry up and go away by doing what we call the sick tree treatment.
And okay.
I'm sorry.
Very good.
The sick tree treatment, you know, is step one is to expose the flare. And I was just looking at the ones I've got, two hackberries that are not in good shape at all. They were there at the office when we bought the place. They're back by the trash cans in the utility area in the corner of the garage. And I did kind of a halfway job of exposing the flare on one of the trees and not the other one as much. I did a little bit on both of them. And the mistletoe completely went away the next growing season. On the one that I exposed the most, and the one I exposed a little bit, it just has one little sprig left. So it's pretty amazing how well it works. But for best results, it's good to not only expose the flare very dramatically, but also do the whole rest of the procedure that we call the sick tree treatment.
Very good. Yeah, the flare is it's quite pronounced. It's 30 foot at ground or 30 inches at ground level. The
okay.
flare is. So it's.
How
it's
long ago?
Pronounced.
How long ago did you do that?
It's been there native.
Oh, it had a flare that big to begin with.
Well, no, when they were, we bought the land and built the house 22 years ago, and they were, you know, they were small trees then. Now they're huge trees, mm-hmm. and they've got a great flare.
Okay,
so. Well, I'll do the stick tree treatment on it.
Yeah, do the whole rest of the thing. And also, remember my ginkgo. I thought I had exposed my ginkgo's flare enough, and I ended mm-hmm. up going back in and taking another 8 or 10 inches off and even more dramatically exposing it. And it is incredible the difference that it mm-hmm. makes. So if you have a flare exposed and you still have – mistletoe on the tree, I'm very surprised. You might do a little bit more, but do the rest of the sick tree treatment for sure, and it'll go away.
All right, I'll pull dirt away from it today.
Okay.
And also, I've got a geez, like 30 brown fig trees that my neighbor gave me some sprouts, and I sprouted them, I don't know, 20 years ago. Okay. Put them in there. They freeze back periodically to ground, mm-hmm. and in one season, they'll be 6-8 foot tall. I'm trying to encourage the main trunk out of these things, and it never happens. I get hundreds of sprouts coming around the perimeter of this these trees. And what is the best way to encourage them rather than shrub growth as tree growth? Or are these just these type of figs will always be a big shrub?
Well, they're going to sucker like that to a degree no matter what. But it's just like the hackberries we were just talking. If the more you can expose the flare, I think a lot of people think that if it's a plant that has a little bit of freeze damage issues, that you better not expose it too much. But just the opposite is true. Those trees need to have the flare exposed more than other trees. So, and it also helps to get rid of the suckering when you have the flare dramatically exposed. We have three figs in our backyard. All three of them are single stem trees, and I've got them well exposed, and I have very little suckering anymore. In fact, in the past 3 years, I've only had one sucker that came out of the one back in the back that's in the shade of the ginkgo.
Wow. Well, thank you, Howard. You gave me a bunch of work to do.
All right, get to work. Yeah, mine haven't had any freeze damage at all, and they've got those flares dramatically exposed. So let's give it a whirl. Talk to you later.
Very good, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Bye.
It's I know some people get tired of hearing me talk about exposing the flare, but it's just amazing how much benefit you get from it. Let me tell you about Achieve Vitality. I saw these folks this past week and recommended what I'm going to recommend to you to several people. Dr. Darcy is the doctor that has done the stem cell therapy for my knee. And if you've got any kind of a joint pain or any other problem where you're about to have some surgery or thinking about it or taking a bunch of medicine that you don't want to take anymore, this would be worth looking into because the price is very good. The price is zero. For a free consultation with Dr. Darcy about the possibility of using stem cell therapy, all you do is call 469-600-8794. 469-600-8794. Or you can go to achievevitality.net. Achievevitality.net. You'll be glad you did, I guarantee you. Here is Mike in Plano next up. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Good. Hey, earlier you were speaking about some organic weed killers,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to ask if those would be harmful to use this time of year where I have turf grass, if it would damage the turf grass.
No, when the summer grasses, when the Bermuda, St. Augustine, Zoysia are dormant, you can spray these contact-killing organic herbicides across the entire area. And it won't hurt the dormant turf at all. If it has started to regrow, you're going to get a little burn on the tip growth, and even then it's not going to be long-term permanent damage or anything. But when the summer turf is completely dormant, it's safe to spray the whole area. No problem at all.
Oh, well, very good. I've gone ahead and ordered both of the products you mentioned this morning to try them out.
Okay, good. What'd you get, the BioSafe and the PureGrow?
That's correct.
Okay, good. Yeah, let me know which one you like the best, and we will continue to share information with everybody.
Well, great. I appreciate your comments.
Okay, Mike. Thanks for calling. And the telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Related to that, questions about pruning. Is it too late to prune and all of that? No, it's not. It's even with the buds swelling and that starting to go on, and most of the trees, no problem at all. The live oaks really haven't started doing that yet. I'm getting some questions on live oaks from different angles, but the swelling of the buds is still dormant enough to where pruning, major pruning, if you need to do it, can be done. If you have to prune red oaks and live oaks from this point on into the spring, be careful. There's a possibility of the oak wilt situation, and pruning cuts at that time might need to be done, or even better, skipping that time. Wait till it gets hot to do your pruning. But for most trees, the major pruning, and from people up north especially, pruning major stuff that's needed right now, no problem at all. Don't over prune. Don't think that your trees need to be thinned out every year. They don't. Just specific things need to be taken care of. I'm the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back with you right after this. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant. It's used by every cell in the human body, and it's especially vital for reducing the risk of heart disease. RegActive's cardio wellness formula contains other ingredients that help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, support healthy heart muscle tissue, and help improve the lining of your veins and arteries all throughout your body. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive cardio wellness formula at fine natural product retailers across the United States.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add Azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and let's catch up on the phones here. First up would be Johnny's been holding the longest. Is that right, Mary Rose? I think so. Johnny, what can I do for you today?
Well, talking about the root flare, can that be done by high-powered water jet
water
out of your garden hose?
It can. I've done it. In fact, one of the things that we experimented with, and the only negative is we made a big mess. We moved a loquat tree, shrub or tree, whatever you want to call it, from our office to my house. And we did it. We uncovered it with the power washer and totally bare rooted it and moved it. And it limped along a little bit for a while, and then it finally settled in. The only thing you have to be careful about if you're just going to expose the flare with a high pressure hose is to not put the nozzle too close to the roots. You can actually blow the bark off. With it, you can actually do more damage with a high pressure water situation, Johnny, than with the air spade. The air spade you can do damage too if you don't know what you're doing, but get the nozzle, you know, too close and to the tender roots. You have to understand that when you're exposing the flare, whether it's doing it wet or dry, those roots have been in the soil and they're really moist and really, really delicate, can be injured easily. So as long as you're careful and you don't mind the mess you're going to make with the high-pressure hose, you can expose the flare with the high-pressure hose.
Okay. I did it a little bit last year, but I think it needs more. So,
well, it's pretty much impossible to do too much. So I would agree with you. Do a little bit more. Just be careful as you're doing it. Don't get the nozzle too close to the roots.
Okay. Very good.
All right. Appreciate good luck. Okay. Yeah, that's one way to go. It really, once you try all those other techniques, and I've done them all, you know, running the air spade is something that I've done. In fact, I've taught people how to use the air spade. It's the best tool by far. The difficulty with it, if you rent one and want to do it yourself, don't get the nozzle too close. You know, be careful about that. And also, the first time you fire it up and trigger it, it's got a big, it looks like a sandblasting machine. You can see pictures of it on my website on dirtdoctor.com. But the only thing you got to be careful about the first time you use it is it kicks like a shotgun when you first fire it. So be ready for that. Don't let it jump up and hit you right between the eyes. But if you have the nozzle when you're blowing the soil away from the root flare far enough away, it knocks the soil away, and it doesn't hurt the, even the mycorrhizae too much, much less the root hairs of things that you're uncovering and the circling and girdling stuff that you uncover. Of course, you don't care whether you hurt it or not because you're going to cut it all away. But it is a very, very efficient tool. The only thing about using the air spade that makes it not work is if the ground is too wet or too dry. Too dry is probably the worst. You need to wet it down and let it drain away a little bit so it's moist, and then it works beautifully. Same thing goes if you do it by hand. If you look at the video that's on DirtDoctor.com right there on the homepage of me exposing the little lacy oak in our front yard of our office, I do it with a hori hori knife, the Japanese planting knife. So you just stab a little bit at a time, loosen the soil, and then knock it off with a stiff brush or blow it off with a blower. I use a battery powered. I got a couple of different brands of battery powered blowers. And once you loosen the soil a little bit with whatever tool you're using, you can easily blow it off. And if you're not doing it too much of it, and it doesn't hurt to blow that all, just waste it, just spread it out on the turf or on the beds where you're working. If it's a lot, if it's real deep and you're taking a lot of soil out, you need to, you know, haul it off so you don't build up another problem somehow. Let's see what Jim is doing in Waco. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Howard. Say, I planted 3 orange zest sestrums in pots last year.
Okay.
2 of them are doing pretty good. But one of them, I put them in the hot afternoon sun, and it might near died. I had to move it back in the shade.
Burned a little bit?
Yeah, well, quite a bit.
Well, they can grow in full sun, but they have to kind of get acclimated to it. There's one at the corner of the Whole Foods that's in the Lakewood area that's out in full blazing sun all day long. It's probably, yours probably got burned because it was used to a little shade for other parts of the day.
Yeah. Well, should I cut them back or do I just leave them? Like, one of them's coming out pretty good.
Well, I tell you what I do, Jim. I just did this yesterday and the day before. I cut mine all the way to the ground. Yeah, mine were getting real floppy. They were leaning toward the light. They're in pretty much full sun. I mean, full shade all day, but they were leaning toward the light real badly, almost laying down. And I just cut them all the way to the ground, and they'll sprout out from the ground and do fine. So it's kind of a subjective call about how much you cut them back. If the plant still looks thick and bushy and symmetrical, you don't need to cut it back much at all. And if it's looking bad, cut it severely back to the ground. Won't hurt it at all.
Okay, let me ask you one thing. I just put them in there last year, and the soil shrunk quite a bit, and I need to add soil. When I raise them up, is that going to?
No, raise them up. That's fine. Just don't bury them, okay?
Okay, I need to take them out of that soil and put more dirt in there.
Raise them up, yeah. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Be right back.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs.
They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with GaraJuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, GaraJuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Mary Rose tells me that a couple of people called about the telephone number to contact Dr. Darcy about the free consultation on stem cell therapy. We'll try to get it on the website so it's a little easier to find there for you, too. But it's this, 469-600-8794, 469-600-8794. Achieve Vitality is the name of the company. Let's see if Jim had something else. He's still there, it looks like. Jim, did you have something else for me?
Yes, sir. Two more. Should I fertilize them when I cut them off, my sestrums?
Well, if you haven't fertilized for the fall major fertilization of the year, I'd fertilize everything, you know, the whole yard. So the answer to that would be yes. I don't think you need to do anything specifically just for the sestrum, but if you haven't fertilized in general, I'd probably do that. It'd be helpful for everything.
Okay. I had some little tomato plants about 4 to 5 inches tall, and I think they got burnt by the wind the other day.
Yeah, could have.
Will they come back, or do I just need to get some more?
Well, when you jump the gun a little bit and put out your transplants a little too early and get some cold or wind burn damage, they will generally come back, but it does stress them enough to where they never do quite as well as they could have done.
Right.
And when it's cold and the little transplants like tomatoes and peppers and things that really like warm weather, you know, are having to fight against the cold wind and everything. They're using all their energy for that, and they're spending it on the wrong thing rather than growing roots and starting to, you know, build complex carbohydrates and get ready to set bud and give you some fruit. So you might want to do an experiment. You might want to plant a few new ones and just watch, see the difference that you would get. Your answer is they might make it, but will they be damaged a little bit? And they probably will be.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Okay. Appreciate the call.
Thank you very much.
Telephone number is 866-444-3478. And let's see what I need to catch up on that I haven't done yet. A couple of things. One is on dirtdoctor.com, that red button at the top that says buy Howard's books and art and class and everything. That's where you can go to get the information about joining us and signing up for the class, buying my books. And there's a couple of levels. $50 is one, $75 is the other. You reach a plateau where you get other benefits besides just buying the books. You can donate that kind of money, too, to Texas Organic Research Center, the nonprofit, and get the benefits as well. But you might as well get the books unless you already have them or something. Information about the art is also there. We, like I said, we've presented the art for the first time at the Belton Show, the Mother Earth News Fair down there, and had some real good response. A lot of people liked it. It was interesting to see what the kids liked versus the adults on my various styles. We got more response on the ginkgo leaves, these stylized ginkgo leaves that I'm doing than anything. Prior to the show, people just on Facebook and Twitter and letting us know, people we know and all that. The ones that got the most interest at the show was from the kids, and for the most part, except for a few other exceptions, the people that liked one style or the other. But the kids like the ones that I've named Strata, and they're the ones that have the colorful like soil strata is how they start, and they really like the colors in those. So we're doing a whole new round of those. I just did a big version of strata yesterday. It's not finished. I tend to get four, five, six layers of paint down, hang it on the wall or put it on an easel somewhere and take a look at it, and then either add to it or declare it finished. Sometimes the biggest mistake you can make with art is not stop soon enough. So anyway, we're having a lot of fun with it. I didn't get around. We had a bunch of stuff going on here during the breaks, and I didn't get the new ones put on Facebook and Twitter yet, but I will do that. Logan may have done some of that. I don't know. I'll take a look. But some of the stuff that we just finished are on there. We will do limited presentations of the art at my appearances. I doubt if we'll do every one of them or even close to that. It's a lot of trouble to move them and protect them and, you know, get them back and forth and all that. But what we might do is people interested in the art, we need to update how you can buy certain pieces on the website. But for most people, and I understand this, you're going to want to see the stuff in person before you buy a piece of art. So we're probably going to, if you're interested in seeing it and making a personal appearance to see the studio and look at the art and maybe purchase one, donate some money to Torque, something like that, let us know just in an email and we'll get back with you. We don't have that set up to do at this point, but we could do it pretty easily. I'll have to clean up the place a little bit for you to come by and see it. But if you want to make an appointment to do that, I'm sure we can work something out. Just send us a email to info@dirtdoctor.com. A lot of people have been asking me, well, it came up at the show when they saw the art, what I paint with paint with acrylic primarily. It's industrial paint. We're not using oil-based paints. I'm going to do some more realistic things with some oil-based things, and I'm doing some drawings already. But most of the abstract stuff is with acrylic paint. And I do a little bit with brushes, especially when I need to put a lot on in a hurry. But the main thing that I paint with are sticks. I use sticks from the garden, and I specifically use bamboo. I'll use pieces of bamboo that are about 15 inches long that I cut from my own bamboo, and it works very well. I'm experimenting with a lot of different ways of making the end different shapes so I can get the kind of effect that I want, but it's been fun doing that. And by the way, this future book or book in progress that I was telling you about, where I'm putting the insect damage or the disease in a thumbnail and then out beside it, explanation of what you're looking at and then the controls, I'm also going to put things that aren't a problem. And I've already taken some of those shots. Of course, I got, you know, tens of thousands of photographs that we'll be using. And that's another reason I wanted to do it. I've got a lot of that information that like that in photography form that's not in the Texas Bug Book. And one of the things that dawned on me the other day, I was looking at one of my red oaks out in the front yard, and it's got real beautiful lichen on it. And I get that question a lot. People say, is there something wrong with my tree? I've got this stuff growing on the trunk. Is that a problem? Should I be concerned? Should I spray for it? So putting things that are not a problem in this book is also something that I want to do. And in that situation, for it to be covered well, I'd need probably a half a dozen or more thumbnails showing different colors and different textures of lichens. And the lichens will grow on rock, they'll grow on the pavement, they'll grow on the trunks of trees. And other things that fit into that category would be ball moss. People ask about how to control ball moss, especially down in the Austin area, places like that, and other places similar to Austin get a lot of ball moss growing in the trees. Well, ball moss doesn't hurt the tree at all, not in any way, because ball moss is opportunistic, like a lot of parasites and things. But in the ball moss case, it grows just where there's an opportunity to grow and there's enough sunlight for it. And if the tree is in stress and thinning out some for some other reason, you know, being too deep in the ground or being watered too much or too little or whatever, and the trees are too deep in the ground, the main thing, and it starts to thin out, the ball moss will take advantage of that situation and start growing more. And a lot of people think that it's the ball moss that's causing the thinning and the reduction of the health of the tree, but it's just the opposite. Ball moss is just taking advantage of the more openness of the stressed tree. You can see ball moss growing on overhead power lines as much as in trees in some cases. So it's not really a problem. It's a little bromeliad is what it is, and it's getting its nutrients and everything from the air. It takes nothing from the tree at all. Now, mistletoe, like we talked earlier, is different. It is taking nutrients and water from the tree, and that's why exposing the flare and doing the sick tree treatment will, in most cases, cause the mistletoe just to dry up and go away. We've had reports, more than one, actually, from people who hear, and that is one of the reasons why I came up with this book idea. We had person after person after person come up after my talks on natural organic pest control and ask me how to control this or that pest or disease, which I had just covered in the lecture, which means I didn't explain it very well, or I was just going over so much stuff that they didn't pick up on it as being something they specifically needed an answer to. So to put it into a document form so people can refer to it and everything is where that idea came up. And we got it off and running. I'm pretty excited about it. I think it's going to be a good publication or document for the website or both, as good as anything we've ever done. Here's Jonathan in Mountain Home or Mountain View, Arkansas. Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, that's beautiful Mountain View, Arkansas.
I can't wait to go there. We need to get an event together there sometime.
It's beautiful out here. So here's my question. I was going through Paducah, Kentucky, driving through, and saw that there's a place that sells compost that came from sewage treatment, you know, kind of like Milorganite.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, this is great. So I loaded up my truck, brought it over here to Mountain View, and top dressed all of my fruit trees and a lot of ornamentals. Now, my question is, does it have the same benefit as Milorganite? Did I screw up? And last question is,
I tell you what, Jonathan, let's spend time on this without rushing. Can you stick with me?
Sure.
All right, hang on. I'm going to take a break, and I'll come back, and we'll talk about compost that's made from sewer sludge and related items right after this.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically, 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Okay, Howard's back, and Jonathan is back too, I hope. Jonathan, you there?
Yes, still there.
Your question is a good one about sewer sludge-based fertilizers. You were asking if the one you have there locally is the same as Mill Organite. I don't know that, but all of the sludge products have the same issues to deal with. I've actually gone to Milwaukee and visited with the Mill Organite people, and they used to advertise with us a little bit, and then they decided not to because of the commentary that I have to stick with on these products. And they agreed with me, quite frankly. They even brought it up. The sewer sludge people, whether it's Mill Organite, Huactonite, or the one in San Antonio, whatever they call theirs, and the one you're talking about, they have no problem at controlling heavy metals and getting those out of the product. They have no trouble with the pathogens either. There's no danger of disease or anything like that. What they have trouble with getting rid of are the pharmaceuticals.
So basically, my apples are on fentanyl.
The medicines and all that. Yeah, fentanyl is a really bad one, but in a lot of ways. But yeah,
a lot of the deer are happy around here.
Yeah, that's the problem. And that's getting worse. Now they'll probably figure out how to solve that problem at some point. But right now, there's just too many of us Americans, you know, that are dumping stuff like that into the system, and it's ended up in the product. So I basically say if you're going to use a sewer sludge, a product of any kind, that it go on landscape stuff, side of the road planting, that sort of thing, not on food crops.
Well, one other question along those lines. After I top dress, I put mothballs around them to keep the deer away. Is that a bad idea?
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, mothballs. The most dangerous thing about mothballs is the outgassing, the breathing of the fumes. I had some friends that put mothballs in their attic for the runoff rats and rodents and various things. I don't know what all they had in there, but it set up such a bad smell in the house, they literally had to move out and have to have the place decontaminated. It's a very nasty fume that comes from mothballs, pretty nasty chemical in general. And so what I recommend instead of that, Jonathan, go to a barbershop and get a bunch of human hair and put the human hair in little mesh bags and things like that around, and that repels the deer as well as anything. The commercial product called Deer Scram is also extremely effective. Very, very good product.
Deer Scram.
Deer Scram. Okay. Yep.
Very good. If I may, one more question.
Okay.
I have a Mountain View here is 3/4 stone, 1/4 soil.
Yeah.
And I planted running bamboo. Will it tend to run as much when you have such rocky soil?
Yeah, just get there a little slower. But, yeah, it'll still spread. It can spread through rocky soil, no problem at all. That's what I've got in my backyard. I deal with it every year. You just knock down the shoots as they're expanding into the area where you don't want them and chop up the runners a little bit from time to time. And it's work, and it's annual work, but it can be done.
Very good. Thank you very much, Eric.
Appreciate the call. Call us again. Let's see what's up with Dave in Fort Worth, Texas. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Howard. Just a clarification. I'm fixing to put the 20% vinegar on the grasses. But I was wondering, that did I misunderstand you? Do I use that full strength, or do I dilute it down to 10%?
Well, you can dilute it down to about 10% if you want to, but a lot of people are using the 20% and having good luck with that. So either way you want to go. I have found that 10%, like a pickling vinegar concentration, if you add a little bit of orange oil, like an ounce per gallon of the 10% of vinegar, it'll kill as effectively as the 20%. And it's more cost effective to do it that way.
What about dishwashing liquid? Do I add that too?
If you add a little bit, it probably helps some. You don't need much, you know, at the most a tablespoon per gallon, something like that.
All right, Howard. Thank you.
Okay. A teaspoon per gallon would probably be enough. Well, looks like we're at the end of the show today. I appreciate it. Good questions, good comments by everybody. Thanks for joining me. And look forward to it next week, during the week. If you have some questions, just go to our website, dirtdoctor.com. Again, if you're interested in the extra things we have, especially those things that benefit the nonprofit Texas Organic Research Center, you can go to the red button up there that says Buy Howard's Books, Art Class. The online class is there. Really have a lot of people joining now. We had a bunch that signed up during the Mother Earth News fair down in Belton, and we're delighted to have people getting on board. If you have photographs of anything going on with your plants, get the close-up shots and overall shots and send it to us, and we'll add it to the document that we're doing to try to help people figure out what to do if pests pop up. Best way to keep the pests away, the insects into the diseases, go organic. Use the natural organic program. And on the woody plants, more than anything else, keep that flare exposed, the root flare. Those of you, and I run into this all the time, that think that the flare is exposed, expose it a little bit more. You're going to be surprised at how much good that it does. And if you've got a question during the week, you can send it to us, Ask Howard. The members get first priority there, but Ask Howard, and you can also send it along with pictures to info@dirtdoctor.com. Enjoy being with you. See you next time.